רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. Chazal tell us that a tinuk, a child, when he begins to speak, first thing we teach him, which is obviously a fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit, we tell him the pasuk Torah tziva lanu Moshe Midrash Gilas Yankov. There's an amazing pshat in Sfasemis and Parshas Ekev and Kama Mekonis, where he teaches the pasuk a bit different than you normally learn in Cheder. Torah tziva lanu, the Eibishter gave us Torah. Moshe is Midrash Gilas Yankov. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Midrash Nachla, the Gemara says, Ein Lehefzik, which every generation has a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Chazal tell us, is partusa de Moshe bechol dori v'dori and bechol echad v'echad. In fact, there's a charedim in Perek Ayin who says if a person wants to do tshuva, to come close to the Eibishter, and he finds he's mushkin, mentesh aritum, it's so difficult to change habits of a lifetime, the Eibishter sends within him a nitzut of the neshama of Moshe, that just like Moshe plucked us out of Golos Mitzrayim, of Erev Oretz, so to anyone who wants Kirvas Likim, Moshe Rabbeinu, part of his neshama, enters into us, and he could take us out of our Mitzrayim. And I saw someone, the Knesserov in Shaila Meir, says the Fizes, for Tandik Gemara in Sanhedrin, they sent a message to Mar Ukva, Shalach Le Diziv Le Kibar Bastia, Shlom, the one who shines, who's luminous, like Barbasi. Who's Barbasi, says Moshe? Says Mitzrashi, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he was grew up, he was raised by Bastia, the daughter of Pari. Says Rashi, Umatsosi, Bahagodo, that he was a Baal Tshuva. What's the connection that he was a Baal Tshuva that he was called Barbasia? Lufia, now we understand. In fact, In fact, the Rosh Tevis and the Sefer Tevis of Shuva Yisrael is Gimatria Moshe. In other words, every Yisrael is Tshuva, all Kiddush V'tara that Yidden have comes to us from the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. The MS, I saw from the present Satmarov, he says a Meridik Avort. It says in Pasuk, Vayomer Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, B'mei Eve Esrim Shono, B'moisei Leikasa Einoi, Loinos Leichoi. Right? And says Rashi, Leikasa Einoi Af Mishemes. The Chura, if a person dies, is what is the Maila that's Leikasa Einoi? You're no longer in the world. Right? So he says a meiritik apshat. There's another medrash, also medrash plia. Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu il molei lemeis Moshe ba midbar yofa mart. Achshav shemeis ba midbar v'leinichtes l'Eretz Yisrael. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter into Eretz Yisrael, yitlu es homan alweitz. Hello. The connection that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the midbar. Therefore, we celebrate Purim. We hang homan on the tree. The hektim. By Melchemes Amolek, it says, "V'hoya kasher yorim Moshe's yodoy v'gover Yisrael, v'shiniach Moshe's yodoy v'gover Amolek, v'yihi yodov emuna ad boyashosh." Says the Targum Yoinuson, "V'havikadzokif Moshe yodoy b'tzui." When Moshe Rabbeinu raised his prayers in supplication, in his hands in davening, was pshat. The Yitzvlev says, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph, we've discussed this many times. That Neymar, why were the other Zakdoishim Akurim? They couldn't naturally have children. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'avel, it's Filos and Shal Yisrael. What's Pshat in the Gemara? The Chura by Tzadikim, Ritzvein Yuri of Yaseh, Kiraf Zayin, V'hoya Terem Yikru Vani Enna, they shouldn't have all this Akbas Nefesh until their Tfilah is on this smell. Says the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas told us, Begain the Yisrabu V'yitoysev Rabu Kutshul Echolman Ditztarech Bitzloysev Ditzadikayim. In order that subsequent generations, there's a famous title of the Magid and Sforim Akdoshim. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Vishafte mayim besosoin mi mayne hayeshua." What's pshat? Moshe Lemelech, who comes to in the middle of a midbar shmoma, and he's terribly darshterik, he's thirsty. It's a person eretzia va'oyev limoy. So he tells his servant. The servant said, "We'll go to the closest yeshuv. We have cavalry, we have susim, and we can bring water." Said the Melech, "That's good for me. A Melech, I have servants, I have butlers, I have mishams, I have an army. Aber, what will be in the future if a person, a poor man, comes to the same place and he doesn't have a whole pamalia with him? Dig here a mayin, and once there's a mayin, a well, Right? I said, "V'shavtim mayim b'sosay mimayin haYeshua." The tzaddikim, they dig, they open up mayonis haYeshua. So the Eibush Davka sometimes puts tzaddikim in difficult, trying circumstances. They should daven. You know, the tzaddik for zichalein after shalvin. The Eibush could have sent him gleich the child, the bonah chaim, whatever he needs. But in order that he davens, and the davening opens up this wellspring for future people who will need it and who may not be deserving in their own on their behalf. Therefore, Taitches the Itzvlev in a different place, the Parshas Matos, the Gemara says in Soito that Moshe Rabbeinu limes. I was to write Ksivha. It says Vayomas Shom. Elsewhere it says Vayishom Im Hashem. Malahalun Oyminu Meshamish Avkan Oyminu Meshamish. Granted, in this forum, I'm a dayik. By Yankov Avinu, the Gemara says, Yankov Avinu, loymes. By Moshe Rabbeinu, let me say loymes. It says, oymed umishamish. What is taich in the word amida? We know from the Gemara in Tfilas HaShachar and Brochus. Ein amida ela tfil. That thing just, he personally didn't die. It said, oymed, he's still oymed Moshe Rabbeinu, but tfil of friyidin at seif kol hadoyus. And therefore, the pasuk says that Mamash Amiri take a pshat to the eat of love. It says, Nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael me'eis ha-midyonim, achar, afterwards, te'os of Lamech. Right? L'chur al-pitik, it should have said, Nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael me'eis ha-midyonim, achar kein, achar kach, afterwards. What do you mean, achar, te'os of Lamech? Says the eat of love that Moshe Rabbeinu was poyul. The koyim nikmas bnei Yisrael me'eis ha-midyonim, whatever the people who bring medonim and riv against Kal Yisrael, even achar teteos tifal ha-mech, even after you're already taken away physically from this world, you'll still be able to daven and be noikim luchem es Hashem. Und das hat ein Pulsik, wo hoya kasher yorin Moshe yodi, as the Targum teaches with prayer and supplication. So Moshe Rabbeinu just didn't daven for there and then at that moment. Vayodov emuna ad bias ad boyashemesh. Boyashemesh, if Shemesh refers to Gemara, says in Sanhedrin to Mashiach. Shaken pasuk lifnei Hashemesh yunun shemay. Right, that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for all Kal Yisrael and all Deiris and the Golos until bias Hamashiach, until morning comes, and that shaken pasuk. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, the pasuk is dafka written in a way that b'moysoi is connected like kolsa enoi, as the Yaris Dvash brings that the hashkocha of Moshe Rabbeinu and Kal Yisrael is concerned, his tefillas are even after he passes away, and therefore it's flat in pasuk. It says like by Purim we say la Yehudim hoisa oira. What is oira? The Megal Amukah says in Veschanan. Es, Vayalakim, Es ha'oir is Gimatria 613. What else in Yiddishkeit besides 613 mitzvahs? What else is Gimatria 613? Hello, Earth.
Oh, no,
you don't got to be a genius. Moshe Rabbeinu was Gimatria 613. Es ha'oir, hello, is that the Yehudim Ha'oira, that the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu of his tefillas befatens for him, that Mordechai was a nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu, in kama kaim el-harech, I discussed in previous years, and therefore once Yidin had the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, as it said in Zohar HaKadosh, Ashrei Om Shekocholoi, what's Shekocho, Gimashir? Moshe, right? Therefore, Yidin have Oira, that, so that comes the simcha of the salt in the Yikorin, all the Inyanam HaPurim. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have went there to Yisrael, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be buried in the Midbar? In order to be attached to Yidden, Mul Beis Pa'oir, in the Zaman of Golos, and that all the Torahs called Yisrael. Had he been in Eretz Yisrael, he would have never died, and therefore the Beis Hamikdash would have been a Nitzchi, or Berkal Yisrael, the Shinyan of Shafa Chamos, or Eitzim V'Avonim, as it says in all this forum we've discussed this countless times, right? Mm-hmm. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Chutz La'aretz, that means he's attached to Yidin Bizman HaGolus, right? And therefore, through that, is V'Yitlu is home. That's the whole side of the secret of Pur. Therefore, Zion, when we speak about Odor, the whole month is a month of Simcha, Mishir, Mar, Simcha. It doesn't start from Purim. Fakir, from the Gemara, is that the fact that that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and that gave Odor the skula that it became a month of an hapich of turning things around. So, Kumtuis, that this coming Mr. Shabbos is the Zion older. So a person has to realize the schooling that is rotzen for davening, for tefillah, for tshuva, for all the good lachen of Zion older. The gemamish, the heavens open. Bifrat, I quote this every year in my shul, the gewaldige tefillah tzaddik. He brings the medrash. The medrash says in Dvorim Rabba, Paskas miyala b'har Hashem. Who is the one who climbs the mountain of Hashem? Zemoish. Rabban is Zemoish. Ubiyakum kimkachoi, Zemoish. The chikapayim, Zemoish. Balivov, Zemoish. I don't know if I'm not. Let me explain what each one. Yisa brachom eis Hashem, Zemoish. Omar of Tanchuma, Alti kairaboy, Yisa brachom eis Hashem, Eliasia brachalachir. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the source for all of eternity, for brachas, shefa brachas, vatzlacha, bona, chayim, ezeinu, for all of Klal Yisrael. What's pshat? Says the Tzvila Tzadik, the Holy Blush of Rebbe, mamash a gewaldige word, mamash a pili plois. We know in the Gemara in Zvachim, the Afkuf Bey, the Machloikis, see Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin only by the Shiva Timim Luim, or well, his status is debatable. Over Aliba the Chulmi Almet says the Tzvila Tzadik, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu Zayin Odor passed away from the world, according to everyone, he was restored the Koya, the Bechina of being a Koyin. The Man of Gemini, you'll see in a minute. Oh. It became a Koyin. Therefore, the Pasuk says, V'zoyis HaBrocha Ashabei Rachum. The only time, as far as I remember, you're a Bokeir, Moshe Isha Elikim. Where else does Moshe describe it? Eved Hashem is called. Moshe Isha Elikim is Gimatria Birchas Kehana. Which is also the Gimatria Chayim Bonim Oishu Yamakoy. Because it's brought in Sforim, the Medrash Talpius, brings the Sefer Lev Arya, that Birchas Kehanim really be'etzim is the brach of Bonim Chayim Zoyim. Physical, Gashmistika Elam Hazadika brachas for Kal Yisroel. 747, Birchas Kehanim, Moshe Yishu Likim, Chayim Bonim Oishe Makoyul, which is also Begimatria, by the way, Moshe Ben Amram, in case you're interested, which is also Begimatria, Yevarech Hashem, Vichuneka, and Shalom. In Makoyul. You want to hear a Gevaldia, Chidish Maftir, says the Tfilat Tzadik, V'zuyis HaBroch Asher Beirach Moshe Es B'nei Yisrael is 2,718, which is Gematria. You should know this. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Pana Velecha Vichuneka, Yis Hashem Pana Velecha, Vyotze Mokha Shalim. Bidiyuk. I was scared of you, because you're going to come back in 2 seconds. I worked it out. You with me? So Moshe became a Koyin on Zayin Odor, B'yayim Estal Kusli from this world, and therefore he was able to bring down Birchas Kahan and Brachas for Bona Chayim Ezoi. Why does the Gashmi take a Brachas? You'll see in a minute. Getachtas Noch Tifer, why does the Moshe became a Koyin? Not just to bestow Brachas, there's a mini Yisrael in Kama Vekama Kehilas Kedoshis Yisrael Mikadmas and Inger in many Kehilas today in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, many Kehilas Kedoshis Yisrael, like the whole list, that every year in every Kehilah they used to choose a day, they still do, where they have a tainus for the Chevra Kadisha, in case they were Pagea, Pagea maybe in the covenant of a Nifter, whatever, and afterwards they have a big Suda. Is the Chura, some people, I developed asked, I'm a man of Shach. First of all, why in the world would you be kaveh a day connected to death? Like, you know, it's not exactly the happiest subject. Right? You want to be kaveh a day in other kilos, and literally was always kislev. What's up is that we kaveh a day for the Chevra Kadisha on an Adar. Adar is a chmar ben besimcha. Right? The guy Gesher Chaim gives 8 reasons why we kaveh a zayin. It's strange. Me'idach others ask for keret a suda. The day of Atonis, what about Suda? Umichal, why is the Chevra Kadisha? They do holy work. So does the people who are Malbish Harumim, and so are the people who make Akbal Skala for Yisoyimis. There's 1,000 different societies in Kal Yisrael who help people, right? So why is the Afka a Chevra Kadisha, right? Called the Chevra Kadisha. So I swear, I said this many years ago at a drasha, at a Suda for a Chevra Kadisha in London. Here also, I'll see that once. It says in Sfarim, I saw it in the drasha of Rabbeinu Yosef, from Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, who was Abezdin of Kroke, Ira Matira, the Enikos of Sofer. It's a really good word. It says in all Sfarim,
I got that 3 o'clock in the morning. I was called to the hospital. Someone passed away in an accident, an emergency. I didn't have time to. There's numerous forums say this idea. The idea of a chevra kaddisha is not just to prepare like a physical chesed for the family, for kurus hanes, to make the tara. Chevra kaddisha become b'vchinas kehanim. Shteitens forum. That there's an Indian of Misa Sadiqim is mechaper like a korban. And when the chevra kaddisha say tor after the tara, they paskin up and they paskin mezin shemayla, as they say. And even putting a bar minyan in the earth is also the equal of the zuama of the nachar. It's a tutuf in ruch. This is not just tam what the chevra leitzim call an undertaker's ball, right? It's kehanim are called kedushim yilekim. Right, no other group has this inya that they become b'chinas kehanim to bring the isha yisrael, which is the neshamas of tzaddikim, back to their sheirish. They do of all the inyonim that are done through the avodah of the chevra kaddisha, and therefore there's a grad a mesayir which says the yima tabayit miyos miseh. Right? Where else do you have the word im yima? There's a pasuk in the chemya v'al yima lefonecha es kol atzlo hashem atzul. The Eber should not minimize, underestimate the tzaras of Chal Yisro. Pasuk in the Chemya capital test. So we say that we shouldn't have any more tzaras. And a kohen, the Gemara says, Psachim, Kahanim, Uchlim, Ubailim, Miskaprim. So we say we should be yoytzu with the Suda of the Chevra Kaddisha. They shouldn't have to bring up weiter Karbonis in the Gil. I can put a Nachs on Yanenu by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Chevra Kaddisha to perform the Inyon. It's machlikis, a machlikis. Either Moshe covers Atzmai or the Eibishter. Eich sheyia, if Moshe Rabbeinu had to prepare himself beforehand, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the Chevra Kaddisha, and Chevra Kaddisha b'vchinas kehanin, once he was to be Moser Nefesh, which is the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate korban that a person brings zich to Moshe Rabbeinu desperately, 550 davin, and he's nevertheless, he's Moser his neshama to the Eibishter, that's the Bechina from a Koyin, and therefore the sacrifice, the korban of Moshe Rabbeinu, of himself, is Mechaper on Kal Yisrael, which is why Zayin Odor brings down Givaldige Brochas, the Eskul and Eisrothim, where the heavens open. Now, I thought to myself, usually, Sforim, Makdoshim, Droshes, you always see Zayin Odor is always connected to Tetzava. As everyone knows, for 100 reasons. But the fact that this year we read Parshas Truma, and Shabbos, and Minemus Baruch, and immediately some of them is a Shabbos and Zayin Odor, there must be some kind of remez in Parshas Truma for Zayin Odor. Some of them. So I thought to myself, Azuk, I sort of word from the, I said this many times, from the Havas Yisrael visions. The V'yichuli, how does the parsha start? V'yichuli, Trum. Says Rashi, what is Li Lishmi. Says the Havas Yisrael, Trumer plus Shmi is 1,001. What else is 1,001 in Yiddishkeit? I've said a million times. My favorite gematria. Yerushamayim. 1,001 is Matana Teva Beis Genozai. 1,001 is, by the way, what's Matana Teva? Chodesh Odor is gematria Matana Teva. The Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in the Dorim, says that Torah is called the Matana. When did we re-accept Torah completely? Hodor kiblu v'meach ha-shveirish, right? So the month of Adar is a month of Matona Toiva. It's a gift. Matona Toiva basically knows it. Which gimachi Yerushamayim, which gimachi there's a pasuk in Yirmiya Beis. You'll know because I have Torah. Pasuk says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasoi, Kol Eichov Yeshamu, Rova Tovilem, Num Hashem. Well, that Yidin are called what? The Truma of the Eibish. The Eibish is a Koyin. You give, right? So true, these are called gracious to us. Right? Because these are holy. What's the gematria of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem? 1,001. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, gematria Yerushamayim, gematria Matana Tei Beis Genozai, big gematria Truma plus Shmi. I made your day. You go home and tell your wife, you know, what are you going to do with all this information? What's 1,001? Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Kal Yisrael. If you remember in Parshas Dvorim, there's a pasuk which says, Moshe gives a bracha, Hashem Elikei Aviseichem, Yosef Aleichem, how much?
Kochem elef pa'omim. Right? 1,000 times. V'yavorech eschem. And he should bless you. Kasher diber. Diber. If it, the Eibush is giving the bracha, so what's Moshe? Says Rashi. Famous Rashi. Omer le Moshe. When Moshe said, Yosef Hashem lochem elef pa'omim kochem. Said, the Eibush told Avram. Right? Ashelim yuchel ishul mizusam ukein yizaracha, right? And you're giving me the Eibush is brachas the al blidai, ain't soft. The Eibush is the infinite, and Moshe is giving a bracha, a gewaldige bracha, elef pomim, right? Omer ta gevul. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers, right? Akal mishali, Omer Hashem alikei aviseichem should give you a bracha, kasha dibrach. Stell sich das Scheile. You don't got to be a genius to work out. The Degel macht der Freie, ganz Aricha Aloshen. Right? If the Eibishter is giving you a bracha ad belidai, a bracha which is Ein Sof, Mayitinu Mayosef, Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha of Elf. Hello? Huh? Well, there's hundreds of answers. Degel hasn't answered the Marashamish, and I can tell you all the forum to give answers, but what's it? So I thought to myself, a vort. Maybe I should have a vort if I got it wrong. But based on another vort that I saw. Let's go back to Purim. By Purim it says, I said last week, the week before, Chazal say that Haman gave how much money, how much Aseres Lachem Kikir Kesef to Ginzi Amelech to be able to write to Final Solution. Why 10,000 Kikir Kesef? Says Toysis, Shamati, whatever. That 10,000 kikir kesef is shokol kineged machzor shekel of the shishim ribu the yotzim mitzrayim. So he neutralizes, he counterbalances. To which every barber of the chadiyoyim asks, "Hey, wait a minute! In the pasuk it says how much was the sachakol from all the machzor shekel of the shishim ribu? Meya kikir kesef, 100. How much did he give? 10,000. If my mathematics is correctly, my two accountants here, it's 100 times 100 is 10,000. Hello? Jews are usually good at numbers, no? Jews are accountants. The Tosafot says it's 10,000. It's impossible to get the it's 100. This Shari, it's thousands, literally. Elif Bomim, this is a discussion. I saw a vort from Avram Shorn, Alek Avali, a beautiful vort. It's a vort which I've said before. The Reb Tzadik HaKoyin in his Sefer Yisrael Kedoshim says a Kabbalistic word. In Lashon HaKodesh there are four types of numbers only. There's Yechidius, there's Asirius, there's Meios, and there's Aleph. Anything more is just Revavish Lashon Ribui, Aleph. But there's four general numbers. Single digits, tens, hundreds, thousands. Four types. You don't got to be a great Kabbalist. You take course 101 and whatever. There's four worlds. Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, Nasi. Okay. Well, I'm not even getting it. Ain't no way to be the stars. In the higher world, Atzilus is Le'igur Harad. There's the Hashem Likenu, Hashem Echod, Yechud Ilaz, only the Eibishter. That's one. The lower worlds, things as you go down, and there's more of a Tzimtzum, and more of a concealment, and more obscurity. In the next world of Bri, you have tens. In the world of Yetzir, you have hundreds. In the world of Asiyam, this Gashmi is like a rotten world, which is Molly Kliplus, Vrachan, Ruben Raz, Alta Nebus, and Tanya, is 1,000. Fine. There's Rayas, Mtsukim, and I ain't coming to you. Oy Bazoi. Says Rav Shor, I'm going to take a word. Haman HaRosha was an Enochel of whom? A Molik. What a Molik in Asim, I discuss this count. What was their Shita in life? There's Heaven, there's Oilimus. Right? And there's this world, Olam Hasid. Esav wants the Yarshan Olam Hazah. Yankiv Lachameh as Hashan, he wants Olam Habba, he wants Atilus, he wants Gesundheit. As long as you have this chasm, this schism, this barrier, this wall between the Ruchniyistika world and the Gashmiyistika world, Erken Eved Levet Chazah and Tokan Olam Hazah, and Yankiv can have Atilus, you know, to kick them up. Rabbis should be in the shul, do something spiritual. A bergashmius belongs to us. That's Ace of Shita. Therefore, it says that they took the Mila, the Zorkam Chape Mila. There's no Indian of Mila, of Briz, of Chibur, of Gashmius and Ruchnis. That's the opposite of Amolek Ashakor Chobadera. Asher Alkin, Haman also Gatayna Dazui.
He knew that, he's not an idiot. He could open up a chumash. You get it in every American, every motel room. You get a Bible. He read the Bible and he saw it 100 times. 100 kikar kes. But he also know the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Chal Yisrael. Right? Yeah? Moshe gave a bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha. Where at maximum could the bracha come from? Like, he only related the brachas of Moshe, which is Ruchnius, to the one, a world higher than the world of Asiya, the Gashmius, like a physical, concrete, tangible, this and here and now world. So in the world of Yitzira, everything is a multiple of what? 100. So they gave 100 kikar kesef, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha, and bracha is Moshen ribui kiyodua. Okay, maximum, how much could it be? 100 times 100. 100 times 100 is 10,000. So I'll give Asaras Lafam Kikar Kesef, the Ginzi HaMelech, and that should be enough to neutralize the Koyach of the Shkolin, and I will be able to Hashmi the Haraglav. What did Haman not know? That what was the bracha? Vayavorech Oysam Moshe. What does Chazal say? What was the bracha? Vihinoyim, right? What's that? Vihinoyim? Hashem Vakino. Shetishra Shechina, where? Masa Yedeichem Daika. Dafki in Gashmi is something physical in a coin, right? In a machza shekel, your mamshich shchina. That's the whole theme of Adar. Adar is miloshin. Medrash in this week's parasha. Asay li kitun kitano. The other we say them. Although we always say them. Naim. Aleph is olim is dar in this world with Klal Yisrael. That's the tachlis of the Mishkan, to create for the Eberster a dwelling in this physical world. Haman didn't understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gives a bracha, Tetishra Shechina B'Masa Yedechem, is even what? In the physical world, Olam Asiya. In Olam Asiya, everything is what? A multiple of 1,000. Hello? Ooh, leficha hiktim shkoleim lishkolov, that the mat, the 100 kikar kesef times 1,000, it's way over Haman. It totally neutralizes Haman's whatever, and it ends up that he goes dangling on a tree. On that, right? Now I understand what's the Indian. 1,001 gimatri yershamayim atol lebisgenoza in lekashorach bebeisitzori al oizosh yershamayim bilvot. What's 1,001? A yid through yershamayim. By the way, derech, I forgot to tell you. What's the gematria of Moshe? I knew that also. And what also is 2 or 345, very choshu? Kel Shakai, the Rizal says. The name of Hashem, Kel Shakai. Yeah, hello? Work it out. Okay, sir. And Kel Shakai b'miluoy. Aleph, Lamed, yeah? We work it out. Shin, Dalet, yeah? Yud. What is the gematria? 1,000. How are you, mamsha? What is why called shindal yud? Kel is chesed, chesed kel. When a yid shindal yud, it's omar loy lomoy die. When a yid is dovu in the union of shindal yud, which is the shame of the mila, the bris mila, etc., I just talked many times, and he knows how to make a tzimtzum bazich, shel omar loy lomoy die. Right? That not every taiva and every sushi and every whatever, if we're talking about the latest gadget, daf koifin, right? You could say at Tzimtzum Farzich, your dovuk in Kelshaka, your dovuk in Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, yeah? Then you could bring down brochas down here in the world of gashus. I always say the vort, I heard the flame above of it, clearing later. Say, I can't remember, it's in the Rapsitz, sir. Tzadikim said, the ziz, the lichtig, the tire is the welt for divus ligin nishnir. Or the bitter and finster is the welt for divas ligonir. Dafka, the person, it's a tifa word, a person who was mitzams himself, the same shindal with good, right? Through that, he's able to bring givaldik brachas begashmis and bonachayim azoyin. That's why Yerushimayim is 1,000 in Olam Asiya, and the one from Olam Atzilus, the Gimbachaber Olamus, and you bring the Shechina down, that's the Indian of Odom. Now I understand. I'm connecting Zayin Odor to Truma. Well, on the simplest level, what is the Inyan of Parshas Truma? Right? To bring the Shechina down. Therefore, it's connected in the previous Parshas Mishpatim says, Moshe was on the mountain, Arbo Em Yoyim Vayyar Laila, V'samuchlei, and Ehem Yechul V'Truma. So I saw a Moiritik of Vort, Yismach Moshe, Dayan Weiss brings it, because Yitzchak, the famous Yismach Moshe. Where does it connect to Moshe Rabbeinu to Zayin Odor? He says, Bafurish. The only one I had, had very little time last night. I went to the hospital in the middle of the night. But the only one I could find with Furish connects Truma to Aziz Machmoish. He says, Azoi. He says, Meila, a person who gets ill, whatever, comes the end of his life, Moshe, his body gave out. Finish Gemara. But you understand, why did he die? Because Oba Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, he got the same kuchas. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu pass away, punkt, Zayin Odor, after 120 years? Mele, it's a physical illness, it's whatever, but why? Hello? From the Arboim Yoyim Yodim Lailo, you see that he's Oymin Mishamish, right? Why here now is, the answer is, Yichuli Truma. Right? So you say, Moshe Taich, everyone knows, as it's worth, I've said 100,000 times here. How long is the world, the Gemara says, this world, Elam Hazeh, Shis Alfishnin Hava Alma, 6,000 years. Truma is what? 1/50th. How much is 1/50th of 6,000? 120. So Moshe already knew this. You know why he knew it? Already told him? Because the first encounter he had with the Shekhinah was by the Sne. Hasne is Gimatria. The connection there. So already Moshe knew his life is what? 120 years. Not more, not less. Exactly. So this is V'yichuli Truma Me'eskol. It's a bit of a radical plot. The Truma of Moshe was Truma Oshishal Oilam was the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem in Begashmis, Beruchni, Gufi, Nishmai, all the Bechinis, right? Right? He's the Truma of everything, of the whole world, all 6,000 years of the world, he's the Truma. Me'eskol Ish. Who is called Ish? Moshe, Va'ish Moshe, Ono. And this fits into all the midrashim, the balaturim, truma. The truma is teiramem, and v'yichuli truma says the medrash hadol tuchsiv shma yisrael. Another pasuk, it's chayim hilamach. The medrash connects it to all interesting psukim. Ki lekach teiv nasati lochem teirativ alonu moshe hadol tuchsiv alisa lamorim shavisa shevi. All in yonim. I have no time to elaborate, which are connected to the concept of what matan teira. Because how did Moshe Rabbeinu gain the Torah, the Malachim Tainid, Bar Netzer, the Malachim Tainid, whatever? Because the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu is 1,001 through Mechaber, the highest of high, Dafka with this world. And therefore you see, Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Sefer Taim of Dikra, when the Gemara says in Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memalvish Nesteyam Shesadikim Miyoyim Liyoyim Mechoyim Shesadikim, yeah? Kum Tois the Tzadik Sestalkus in the day of his birthday. Look, why is that? Why Dafka? Because the famous Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Amolek were grace and b'chashvim, and they would pick soldiers to go to war, that should be their birthday. Why? Because there's a principle, an axiom, that loy b'mheira odam noifil b'yom genus yushali. On a person's birthday is mazoli bori, mazoli goiver, where tzaddikim celebrated their birthday, in Rishon, in many, Chernobyl, in many places, Boshemtin. Why? Because a person's mazel is goiver, so your birthday is the anniversary of the day you were born, the day you were bar mitzvah, etc., etc. So it's bari mazel, for good and for bad. Asher alki, right? The kumtus that a person on his birthday, which you have a mazoli goiver, right? That's what, yeah? Why should a person die on his birthday? Al Korchuk says, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're forced to say, that by tzaddikim, their histalkus is not something negative. Adrab, it's the korban, it's the ultimate, it's the summer, it's not like the final act, the curtains. It's the ultimate handing one in the shot. It's a gealdig avoida, which brings in yonim good. Lefizah, let me just share with you a tchilas mordechai from the Mashab. Moyed is tchilas mordechai. Mamish. Tif. The Gemara says in Soit. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu, where did he pass away? In the chelik of Reuven. Hello? Because he's buried, Har Nev, right? Yes, he went out, we're in Har Nevoi. And where is he buried? In the chelik of Shevet? God. There's Dalet Milin between Reuven and Har Nevoi to God. Who took him there? How did he get there? What, your gold finds came? How did he get from Har Nevoi to God? The Gemara asked the question. Hello? Mihoy lichoy, right? Melam neitze emoisha mutl bekanfe shchino, umalochei asharis oimri, umalochei asharis oimri, tzitkas Hashem also mishpatavim Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch oimri miyokum li emireyem yishafim yipeliof. What's the kash of the Gemara? who brought Moshe Rabbeinu from A to Z, from Reuven to Manavoita? Hello, what do you mean, who brought him? What did the Gemara think? Who buried him? Who did anything? They what's the Gemara's kasha? And the Gemara answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Malachi Ashar said, Sidkashim Ultimate of Israel, and the Abishah said, Miyakum Li Marem is Hadiphil. Where did these psukim come from? What did it got to do with answering? You asked the Shayyid, you gave an answer. Says the Masham Amirizikavort. I'll say it bekitzer. The Gemara says in the head in the Flambites that the place that they're asked, the Abishah HaKoyin, no? Yichuli Truma. At the Koyin Loyalim, says the boss. How was the Abish the Metame, the Chvedeva Atzmai, Kvayochel, for Moshe Rabbeinu? Answered the Mashal, that says Toysus, because Yidin are born in Matel Mashal here. Fracked the Mashal, over the Abish Nastam Akoyin, the Abish is Akoyin Gogol, and Akoyin Gogol is also even in Shiva Kroivim. Oh, very good. Answered the Mashal, it's a Meis Mitzvah, because no one else knows, the other is Grossi, but it makes Mitzvah. Stell sich the Shaila, hello, which you going to ask on the Masho, right? Or the Yarish Dvash asks, right? If it's, there's an Apis asks, if it's Taka together of Meis Mitzvah, that a Kohen Gadol can metama for a Meis Mitzvah, then there's a Meis Mitzvah is Kohen and Mekoyimi. A Meis Mitzvah, Taka the Kohen Gadol can bury him Awasar, slapping him 4 Dalamas. Hello? Elamai, the answer is, says the Kohen D'Yoyna. That's the Kasha of the Yarish Dvash. Answer the Kohen D'Yoyna. You have the flow so far? Toysta says Mitzat Bon. Says the Masho, but Yidin are the Abish of the Kohen Gogol. Answer the Yarish Dvash. Meis Mitzvah. Right? Answer the Masho, Meis Mitzvah. Affected the Yarish Dvash, the Rebbe of Yoyna, Meis Mitzvah, the Kohen D'Yoyna. Answer the Kohen D'Yoyna. Totally different. Because Sadiqim are not Mitana. I'll ask you, Kashi's faces, Baba Messiah faces, Yavamas, Tutach, Sigam Yamat. The answer is Savensach. There are Sadiqim who have a chet. Ain't Sadiq Ba'orat, Yach Tevil Yechto, Akwan Bilash Gesorin, and there is Metam. Then there are rare Madregos that only the Abishter knows, who even the Sadiq is not Metam. But Girada, I have no time to elaborate. Moshe Rabbeinu came from the Kone of Adam Arishi, and there was no even Zoom of the Nochosh in Moshe Rabbeinu. And this answers a lot of other Kashi's, but ain't Kamakir. Right. Yankovino also. Meshim Milgav, Meshim Yankov Milbar. Yeah, fine. Oibazoi. Yeah, hello. Yeah. That's why it's glad they brought in Svarim. Why are you Mazif in the Baraduma Gimel Vazayin? Because it could be the guy is Hakator, is a Tzadik. And therefore, if you sprinkle gratuitously the Baraduma, it's Metamim. If you tackle with Torah. If you need another Tara and Yankov Zayin. Hello? Okay, Oy Bazoi, Moshe Rabbeinu had a chet sinish. So you'll ask your little school child with short travel. I went past your school class. I think of Mei Meriva. But we all know that Mei Meriva. Why did he do it? Why did he not speak to the Rocky? Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavah chaymer. You know, and he didn't want to kitrin kal yisrael if they would afterwards not listen to the Varashem. Ashtein, listen to the Abishter, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nafshi for Kal Yisrael. Abi, there should be a Kitzur Kal Yisrael. That's Emes Aroyan Nem and Rayan Hem. Hello? How do I know this is true? Maybe not true. The Emes is, there's a Mishneh Pirkei Avos, which says, Kol HaMezakeh Es HaRabim Ein Chet Bo Al Yodeh. Shenemar, first of Moshe, Tzidkus Hashem, also Mishpatah V'Mizor. By Moshe. Oy, Bazoi is Recht. The Abish that brought him was from Har Nevoi to the Chelik of God, very graciously. Right? Ah, the Meis Mitzvah, Koyin Mekoyim, it was Shlepman. Right? The answer is what? He didn't sit. Therefore, the Malachi Ashara said to Dafka the Pasuk Titzkel Hashem. Ah, if he didn't sit, so why did he go to Eretz Yisrael? Says the Abish, right? I need Moshe to be buried I need Moshe Rabbeinu to be in the Chutz La'aretz in Golos to Mechaper and Yidin to look after Kal Yisrael to Mashgiach and Yidin when they're in Golos, and therefore he had to be buried where he had to be buried. Are you with me? I have no time to elaborate. There's 100 rayos in Ramosim, and the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu Asher Alkin is the Chibur of Elyonim V'Tachtonim. For the time, there's a myriad of work from the Vienna Rav. I just get a tamt as I'm a great. Everyone has to kasha. You know, on Shabbos in your shuls, maybe you say tzitkos chutz mincha. You know, why? Because that's the time of the passing of Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu passed away when? Which day of the week? Shabbos to mincha. You don't have a whatever. Many minhagim based. Yeah. To which you ask the chutz kasha. Early Rabbeinu Tam asked this kasha. How could you say Moshe Rabbeinu passed away to Mincha Shabbos? Deriving, beoysir rotsin, right? First of all, he says he writes in the Torah, Hayoyim malu yom ayishnoyzen, right? The meiva esrim shana anoyichi hayoyim malu yom ayishnoyzen, right? Hello. And he wrote on the day of his parah on that day 13 tifrik Torah. Hello. So how could you write a sefer Torah on Shabbos? There's a gazillion tirutzims. Hello. Said the Vina Rav, a moiritika answer. When it's nigzer on a person 120 years to live, so it has to be 120 complete years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amalit, right? Es mispri amecha amalit. Amalit means if your birthday was in Zayin Odor, you should pass away on Vov Odor. You had 120 full years. Over here, that's the chiddush of the Gemara by Moshe. Not just you fill the full 120 years. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is memale the shneiseim shel tzadikim miyoyim liyoyim u michoidish lechoidish u nochmer me'esleis. If you're born at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you pass away at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Why is that? Says the Holy Chassam Sofer in a drasha for Zayin Odor, based on a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Chafhei. Where do you have an Indian of me'es le'es, same time in the day? Hello. By a korban, it says set homim zocher ben shono. It has to be a ben shono b'shas shchito b'shas kabbalah b'shas haylocho b'shas rik. The Gemara asks, you know, how could you have something that's 1 year old b'shas shchito, let's say, and b'shas kabbalah and b'shas rik? It's 2 years old. Hello, how do you have a mil? Would be puzzled, but yeah. Hello. Is the chalaya that by kochim it's not enough to have the day? It has to be the SLS also. So you can have the cow was born at whatever at this time, and you did the last minute because you're a yid and you waited the last minute. By the time you made the zrika, it already is 2 years old. Hello. So Haman thought, oh, the poor fell out for when Yud Gimel Adar. What's the yontif? Because Moshe Rabbeinu died. If Moshe died at Zayin Odor, hello, the Shiva finished Yud Gimel Odor. They got up from the Shiva. Then you get up from Shiva, forget it. You're getting up from the Avelus. That's why Tu B'Av is the day you get up from Tisha B'Av. I've explained many times. Yeah, hello? You with my drift? So what did Haman think? If Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, that he knew, right? Everyone asked him, Mashon asked, how come Haman knew that he passed away? Is it style because of Zayin Odor? You know his birthday was Zayin Odor? But that wasn't in the Google. He couldn't Google that ice also. Whatever he Googled that, Google that. What's up? Right? Mashon gives an answer. Many difficulties in the Mashon's answer. Incoming. The answer is, he thought, Abish is Mamale, right? 120 years, if Misbi Amech Amale. So Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Moshe Rabbeinu was born. No. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Odor. And when did he pass away? Right? So Haman thought it's Kedash El Tayr, right? So we don't count the Eisleis. Hello? So when did Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu died Zayin Odor, so he must have been born Ches Odor. So Zayin Odor was what? His last day. Right? Yeah. So therefore, when it fell out on Yud Gimel, right, it was still in the Avelus of Moshe. Right? Aubrey didn't realize that Zayin V'Odor makes Moshe, but Zayin V'Neil Moshe, because Tzadikim are like Kochim, so is Mamish at the same time. So by the way, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hayoim Molush Noisai, whatever, it was Erev Shabbos. That's the end of the 120th year. Right? But tzaddikim are like kosher. And therefore it says, lekosa einoi. By the way, einoi, if you scramble letters, you get the word onov. The whole word, I don't have time to elaborate. If it says that if meis mitik schoik, the simin yofa, meis mitik whatever, simin ro. What's the? Because the Eibishter shows matan schor and shel tzadikim before they pass away. It shows them the shikul gan eden. Oy bazoi meis rabbeinu when he saw his gan eden, right? And he saw the Eibishter holding him like kochim and with all these cheshbonos. He should have been a very happy man. He's better than the average bear. He's like, you know, right? His anivus, his approach to Kal Yisrael never waned, never stopped, the same perspective, and he was Moser Nafshay for what? For Kal Yisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu v'liyod the Ishus Kvud Osay, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he passed away in Har Nevoi, and they said for Nunboy, and that 50th gate, which is the opposite of Haman, the Eitz Kavoy, I'm not trying to elaborate, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was manchil to Kal Yisrael, Atsuif Kal Adairist, and the Eivish Al-Holfa. Let me tell you one word. Who says this? I'm sure one of the majority of words. You remember when the Yidden were going out of Mitzrayim? Hello? And it says, the Eibush tells Moshe, V'yashuvu v'yachnu, v'piachiris, you turn. The Egyptians are pursuing you. Pari is coming with all his cavalry. You turn, go straight into Pari. So Rashi says, the Haggit of Chosin of Kal Yisrael, they followed Moshe. What's the great shvach? They saw he's like batting 1,000 every time he says something. Dam is dam, it's for day, Makas Bechor, he's getting it all right. So why shouldn't they follow Moshe? So Semis is a meiridik as Semis. He says till now when they left Egypt, how did they know where to go? There was a Amud Hanan Yoimum, Amud Eish Lailu. The Eibush of the Shechina is telling him which way to go. Suddenly the Shechina, the Amud Hanan, blight Azoi. And Moshe says, U-turn. And the Amud doesn't go with him. The Amud blight in his place. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, you go. What would you say? The Rav Zakta Zoi, or the Rebbe, Satan, you know. Everyone knows more than the Rav today. Right? You do it. But the Amud is the Eibishter. So you're going to follow Moshe Rabbeinu? The Amud says this. That's the Haggit Shiv Chosin. By the way, the Maglid Tzedek from the Deja is Mehudi Digavor. That's that Vayugad the Melech Mitzrayim Kivorach Ha'om Ve'hafich Levav Parim Olam. But I was shigin a ganzen Tzedreit. You just destroyed 10 plagues. His whole infinite country is in dreads, collapsed. His b'chayrim, billion b'chayrim that Parim probably had are all dead and buried. Mashina Viter, you already went through this 10 times. Are you crazy? The Maglid Tzedek teaches by Yugad the Melech Mitzrayim Ki Borach Ha'am the Yidden have run away from the Eibishter. Till now the Eibishter feared today. Well, now they're making a U-turn. Hello. So what would you do? Yeah. Once Yidden are sar from Hashem, the Rachmeinu will devour them. Why did the Eibishter do this? Because the Eibishter wanted that the only way he can get out of Mitzrayim, they could be Kriyas Yamsuv, is Ve'aminu Bashem Uvam Eishad. You and your cheshbon tells you, your eyes tell you, your senses tell you, that you got to follow. No, no, you follow Moshe Rabbeinu. Ein lono will a divrei ben amr. Nishil cheshboyutz. Simple Jew follows Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the lesson that we're coming up to Zion Older. If a person is dovok in Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Kel Shakai, which is Kedusha, then a person, you're able, Zayin Odor, you make a dira betachtoinim, and you're able to imamshiv all the brachas that he needs, begashmiz of rochas.
You have to tell me what you
He didn't know that my conscience is the eighth leg. It's a different word. It's 100 of the